And we back, dude, episode 64. And I want to give yourself guys a round of applause. You know what I mean? And no, not for the podcast, not for listening. It's for killing another music artist. Wow, congratulations, people. I didn't think it was possible to have the most of the XXL freshmen murdered in like 10 years. Like, fuck. I know I'm coming out strong, dude, because I'm pissed, dude. It's like this. Or, you know, PNB Rock got shot last week. Apparently it was because he tagged himself at a restaurant. And then, you know, people took it upon themselves to be like, hey, you know, there's this music guy there. And, well, I want to kill him and possibly take whatever he's got. And it fucking sucks, man, because although I'm not a huge fan of this guy, I did enjoy some of his music, and honestly don't think he needed to die like that. It fucking sucks, man. I think that, like, what's going on in hip-hop and music fucking sucks absolute dick. Like, dude, I'm not even joking when I say, like, you go and chart the XXL freshmen, dude. How many of those dudes, first off, are even working, let alone alive, and by which way that they died? Like, so many good ones, man. Like talents you can't do again. Like, I know the whole saying can be, oh, but then somebody else is coming up next and somebody else will replace them. But it won't be the same, man. There's been so many good hip-hop artists that have passed or now in jail because of some shit, because fucking, I don't know, you know, politicians or cops hate to see them flourish or whatever the case may be. And it sucks, man. And it sucks. And then, like, people, if they go back to their own hoods or whatever, get killed. Like talents are getting killed, dude. Like, imagine if this shit was happening in country music. You know what I mean? Like, fuck. If you know, country acts, dude. Imagine if this was happening in any other genre, you know? And I'm so passionate about this because it's like, cool, fuck. I wake up one day and, you know, open Instagram just to be like, RIP this dude. Hey, this dude who just dropped an album or a new single, he dead, you know? And unfortunately, some of them are overdoses or, like, mental illness, you know? But, dude, literally, most of the people I would, you know, play hip-hop with, like, it's a game. I played hip-hop with them. No, most of the people who I listen to who are in hip-hop, and I found them either after they've passed or, you know, while they're alive or in the beginning of their career, they are dead now. And it fucking sucks, dude. It's like, what genre is doing this besides hip-hop? I don't think there's any genre. That's not to say that I don't think most genres have mental illness problems, because I bet you they fucking do. But, dude, at this level of, like, drug overdose, mental illness by suicide, or getting killed, it's like hip-hop owns that shit, dude. And that sucks because, you know, then the Breakfast Club will have somebody come on and be like, we got to change the way people are moving and, you know, doing this and, you know, get help and all this stuff. But it's like, yeah, dude, but it's just going to keep happening, man, I guess, is what I'm saying. And I'm kind of pissed because it's like, great, now that person can't put music out that I like. And sure, that's selfish and one-sided of me. But I'm just saying, like, if that's what they got in the business to do and I'm enjoying that, I would like more. But at the same time, right, you could always play that Tupac or Biggie card where it's like, if Tupac and Biggie were alive today, would they be as big as we keep them right now? I'm going to answer no, because Tupac and Biggie were at the height of their fucking career. It's the 90s. You couldn't get any better, and you die right when you're at the top, and that's where you will stay. You will stay at the top. If you are given more time for us to ignore you, like, I now, for sure, more than ever, if Tupac and Biggie were alive, we would have been like, dude, remember when Tupac was good? Like, or that last album sucked, or Anthony Fantano, the needle drop, would be like, I give it a soft to decent one, you know? And that's just how it is. So, like, when that argument of, like, they died young, they were the greatest, I was like, nah, and they just died at their prime. Anybody die at their prime, you'll stay in your prime forever, you know? Just like anybody who dies young, whatever age you died at young, that you'll be that age forever, and that's just what it is. And it sucks, man. It fucking sucks. And like, I feel, not to be a downer at the beginning of this pod, but everything just feels redundant and not good. And even the little bit of good that we get, it fucking goes away and it sucks. And you can't tell me otherwise that we got switched with an alternate universe. I'm just telling you right now, things were sweet. Things were good. All of a sudden, we get switched and here we go, dude. I'm not going to go that far down the rabbit hole, dude. But I'm just saying, like, God damn it, man. Lost another one. Lost another great artist. For what, you know? I don't know. Dude, what killed me was the Young Dolph one. That one killed me, bro. I absolutely was, like, damaged by that one. You can't tell me otherwise. For sure. Like, when I heard he had died, I was pissed. I was like, this sucks. And so I guess it's just going to keep happening. I guess if you just, I don't know. Well, I'm going to move on from that, man, because there's nothing more, like, much to say with that. Like, it's fucking unfortunate and it shouldn't happen, but it does. And for some fucking reason, and it's not even on them. Like, the guy just wanted to post a photo of, like, where he was eating, and it shouldn't be like, it sucks that you have to move like that. Like, oh my God, like, I can't post this or whatever. It's just like, you can't live life. And I get it. They're at this kind of extreme height in life. So, you know, anybody willing to try to come up on them will, but. And those people, fuck those people, man. That sucks. Like, the people who just kill for the clout or whatever it is. Like, God, John Lennon would be like, oh my God, I can't believe it. People are still dying from, you know, now with the phones and all the, you know, fucking sucks, man. But I guess on a lighter note, dude, let me talk about this. This is the complete opposite of that. But, you know, I'm watching, this is so fucked, it's so opposite, but I'm watching that show, The Queen's Gambit, and it's fucking good. I thought it was gonna be a show about, look, chess is already fucking boring to me, but now with The Queen's Gambit, me not understanding chess, I thought it was gonna be about some English girl who, like, plays chess. I don't know what I thought, but I was like, not for me, right? And then gotta hand it to Netflix. I gotta hand it to them, dude. They did this thing. They do this with everybody. But, like, if you have your, like, the icon over the show or movie, they'll play, a small, whatever, 30-second clip just to kind of give you a preview. And that 30-second clip, like, fucking grabbed me. And I was like, ooh, I didn't know it was about this. I like this. Let me watch it. And, dude, it holds up. It's holding up as much as, like, I know there was hype around it, but I never... You know, I'm different. I like to watch shows when nobody's watching them or once they've passed the hype. So I checked it out and I'm like, fuck, the show's good. It's addicting. I like continue to watch it all the way through. And every time I'm like, I did not expect that. Did not expect that. It's a good fucking show. And it's even better because, like, nobody suggested it. Like, obviously people were talking about it, but I was just, you know, yeah, of course it's a good show. Like Ozarks or Breaking Bad or The Office or, you know, Game of Thrones. It's all good. I get it. You know what I mean? And they are. But just kind of finding the show. I can't even say finding the show. It was everywhere. But just, like, you know, giving it a chance yourself and stumbling upon it is, like, I think that's the best way to go. And it's, like, really, dude, it took me by surprise. Now, I know that when this shit was blowing up, this was during the pandemic, chess pieces were being sold out. Here's my question to that. Is it just a question? Why? Like, maybe I'm an idiot, dude. Maybe I'm dumb as fuck. Because when I tried first playing chess, like, seriously, and I don't mean like, what I mean by seriously is, like, I got the chess board out, I read the rules, and I was like, I can't do this. Now, checkers, what's up all day, meet me anywhere. I'll school you on some checkers, and that's maybe, you know? But chess is so, dude, like, I had that thought. I was like, they made checkers for for people who could not comprehend chess, and that's me. I'm those people. I played maybe like 5 games of chess. Didn't understand it, didn't get it, will never get it. The fact that like it's sold out, I was like, how many people right now have chess boards in their closet because they fucking watch that show and they're like, I could do it. I could be a prodigy. You're not a prodigy, dude. I'm sorry. The only prodigy is the band Prodigy. Okay? From their hit song. I don't know. I don't know a prodigy, but look up Prodigy, dude, and that's what you're gonna be good at. Not playing chess, because that game is so fucking, it seems so, you have to have like a brain the size of a bigger brain that to comprehend what the fuck to do with chess. I mean, I couldn't, dude. There's no way. But it does make for a great show. You know, chess being at the middle of it all. And I mean, dude, I'm a sucker for these sports movies that have like an underdog and who nobody really like counts on, but you know, they bet on themselves, all this great shit. And you know, there's a lot to do with like being a woman in that time of 1950s, 40s to the 60s. And so, I mean, dude, it's fucking great. I like that show a lot. I would, you know, I would suggest it if you didn't already have the internet or ears from everybody telling you to go watch it. But I'm just saying, it's a good fucking show. It's worth a check out. It's worth getting away from, you know, watching The Office for the, I don't even know. At this point, dude, the amount of times I've watched The Office, I should win a fucking Oscar or an Emmy, whatever they get. Because, like, John Krasinski doesn't even fucking remember shit more than I do. That's for sure. I put money on that. And that's what we should do. What we should do is there should be a game show called Do You Know More Than the Cast of The Office? And we go head to head. You know, Steve Carell. And, you know, he's the ultimate guy you go against. Not that he knows more, but just in the sense of the hierarchy of the show. Like, he's the boss. So you got to go against him. But I guarantee you, most people out there know so much fucking more about The Office than actual, like, history. Like, they're going to have history books in school, and then they're going to have, this is what happened on this day in The Office, you know, this TV show. So, look, if you want to get away from watching The Office, or, like, for the 10th time, or, you know, Breaking Bad, which is a great show, we all know, not jocking it, I'm just saying, like, let's move on. We got to move on sometimes, dude. And, man, dude, something's been going on, man. Like, I try to tell myself, don't talk like you're crazy on the pod, because you're not. But what the fuck is going on? And I get it. Such a cheesy line for any time to live in any time period. Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, it's could be said throughout history, right? But, dude, what the fuck is going on with this shit? You know, with these guns, man. Like, you know, in the past month, there's been like 5 incidents with guns in my city. And is there more than that normally? Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of gun violence in the city, but they just don't report on it. Not until it comes in contact with the school. Now, dude, the first incident I ever heard to kick off this past school year was the school that my nephews go to. A kindergartner, and yes, you heard it correctly, a kindergartner brought a gun to school, dude. Now, does a kindergartner know what to do with a gun? Probably fucking not, right? Did he see the gun, thought it was cool, maybe brought it, maybe it was his dad's, whatever? More than likely, absolutely. Because when I was in elementary, I remember this kid talking about his dad's gun, that he's seen it and whatever, and we were just like, okay, cool, like, whatever. Ain't no big thing. I mean, like, he didn't bring it. I mean, he always talked about bringing it to show it off. That was the thing. It was never to, like, do anything bad with it. But we were, like, obviously we were like, no, like, you're an idiot. Like, shut up. Just, we didn't pay that much attention to him. And he would say shit like that all the time. He was, like, a pathological liar. And he was a kid. All kids are pathological liars. And so, a kid brings a gun to my sister's school and my nephew's school, not my sister's school, my nephew's school. He's a kindergartner. Now, I guarantee you they reprimand the parents, not the kid, obviously, because the kid doesn't know any fucking better. Like, he sees a gun. He doesn't know the power behind it. He takes it to school. I don't know if it was loaded. I don't know all that information right there, but man, like, what the fuck, you know? Like, I heard that news and I was like, dude, how did he get his hands on it? How was that even possible? How was it, like, at this point, I was like, they fucking stir the fucking Nesquik with a gun, apparently. Because if this kid could just put it in his backpack and be like, tight, like, this is tight, all right. Then what? Where was the gun, dude? Like, it must have been using it as a spatula or something to move the eggs around. Because how could he just, like, take it and put it in his backpack and walk to school with it? And then, I don't know, I guess he might have showed it to somebody and somebody said something. And one of the kids was smart enough to be like, this isn't good, you know? And if they follow that kid, you know what I'm saying? Like, give that kid, like, kids, if another kindergartner saw it and was like, this is bad, and went to go tell, that's amazing. Like I said, follow this kid. He's a genius, all right? But it sucks, man. And again, I don't know what happened to the kid. I don't know if they, I mean, what do you tell somebody who doesn't understand the concept of guns or death or any of that? Like, I mean, you reprimand the parents, of course. I mean, but like, stop mixing your eggs with the fucking 9mm. I don't know, dude. Like, what the fuck? It's insane. And so, you know, since then, it just kind of seems to be like a kickoff with guns in school. There's been, there was an incident of a kid waving a gun outside of a school. Another one took one to school. At a middle school, somebody brought one. It was unloaded. But they still took one. And it's like, dude, what? I find it ironic, man. When I was going all through my scholastic, I like using that name or word, scholastic career, not once did I come in contact with a gun in school. Not once. We had lockdowns for stuff going outside of the school, but never inside. I never, when I was in elementary, and actually I went to the same school my nephews do, they would always have the sons of us signs that would say, like, no guns allowed. And I'm like, yeah, obvious. What are we doing with this? Like, even younger, I was like, who's bringing a gun to school? Like, that doesn't belong here. Again, naive of me to think, right? But, and then in middle school, you know, my sisters tell me some shit. It's a public school, not a great area. So I kind of understand why no guns here, because there's a greater chance of a gun kind of being brought into the school. But even then, dude, even going to like a less, I don't know, funded middle school, never had an incident like that. Fights, sure. You know, bullies, sure. Food fights, sometimes. People selling drugs or had weed on them or something, yes, all of the above, but never a gun, right? Now, getting to high school, where unfortunately it is more likely to happen, no gun, everybody cool with everybody. I mean, if they're not, they fight it out, and it's gone, it's moved on. The only thing I heard of was like, and I think I talked about this, was, you know, one of these guys shooting another guy, but that was obviously off school grounds. So guns were prevalent, guns were around, I get it, but it was just not there. I never, ever had to worry about a gun being brought to school or even the thought of that. And it sucks now because most of these kids, I guess, have to assume, like, fuck, it could have, it's not if, but when. And that's what it seems like, too, with, like, mass shootings. It's like, man, not if, but when. You know, fuck, man. Not where, but when. It doesn't even have a specific location anymore. Before, it used to just happen where we obviously think would be like the hood or the ghetto or whatever. But something, dude, it seems to happen less there and more or less like isolated incidents now. Like, I was talking to my brother-in-law and my dad and all this stuff. And there's this gang unit by where we used to live. And I was like, man, this is kind of like 20 years too late. You know, like when I was younger, gangs were more, you know, around and causing violence and all that shit. And now it just kind of seems like that slowed down and it all seems more isolated and it's happening, you know, with one person as a shooter against many with none, right? I don't know, dude. It's fucking, it trips me out so much on how things can change in a matter of time. And fuck, man, everything just, I don't know, to me, everything just seems off and upside down right now. But man, I'm just, I don't know, man. I don't know if they'll ever figure out what to do with this issue. But, you know, man, hopefully we get somewhere where it can be a little bit less on edge anytime we go out somewhere. Dude, I don't understand what's going on with this Beyond Meat trend. Like, it's like somebody was like, this is pretty good. I mean, it's not great, but it's not meat. So let's sell a lot of it. Dude, I've had it once, right? I've had the Beyond Burger once. Just, I was curious. I was like, they say it tastes like a burger. Because I'm a sucker, dude. Sometimes I'm a sucker to marketing. I like to think sometimes I don't fall to the victim of marketing campaigns. Like, how many times have you seen a Pizza Hut commercial? And you're like, yeah, but I'm not going to order pizza. And then 2 days later, you're like, you know what? I just remembered Pizza Hut has a Detroit-style pizza. I'd like to try. Well, this is what happened with Beyond Meat. I'd seen it so much. I'm like, okay, fuck, I'll try it. Soybeans and mosquitoes or whatever they make it out of. I had the burger and it was fine. And then I find out it's like, it's pretty much worse for you than actual meat. See, and this is the thing, dude, we can't figure it out. We think as long as we're not eating the meat, we're good. Right. And I get it, dude, vegans, you know, look, you just can't, if you're vegan, you just can't have what we have. Like, what I mean is, if you're vegan, you're choosing no meat, okay, then don't eat the meat. Don't try to make a substitute for meat and force all these fucking companies to be like, we'll get on it. Like, if you fuck with Beyond Meat, like, let it be a thing. But I understand, though, too, companies like Taco Bell who are trying. I mean, look, let's be honest. Taco Bell's meat was already Beyond Meat, bro. It wasn't even Beyond, it was before meat. It's like, oh god, dude, Taco Bell's meat was before meat. You know, they were like, come enjoy before meat. Like, well, what is this? Like, well, it's the shit you get before meat. It's not really meat, but it's before it. And now they're doing a Beyond Meat, you know, they're gonna try it out in a few stores, and it's like, god, dude, just if you're vegan, why do you even want to eat at a fast food restaurant? That should kind of be on your last on your mind, like the last or the least. Like, you shouldn't go to a fast food restaurant and be like, you guys don't have any vegan options. We're like, well, you got a salad. It's like, yeah, but that's everybody's vegan option. I don't want that. I want to be like you guys, but also not be like you guys and not eat meat. It's like, well, I don't know, just we have an apple pie. And so, you know, these fucking guys, they get these corporations to change their shit, and now they're following suit. But you know who won't do this shit is fucking Chick-fil-A. Dude, Chick-fil-A will stick to their guns forever. They're like, God put these chickens on the earth for us to eat, and we gonna eat these chickens. Closed on Sunday, respect the Lord's day. But we're gonna slaughter millions of chickens daily, because, I mean, this chicken's so good. So, at least we know fucking Chick-fil-A will never get into the Beyond Meat game. But what, I think McDonald's has one. I think Burger King kicked it off first. I think they were the ones trying to do it. And dude, just stick to your fucking tofu and whatever else, you know, like trees, whatever vegans eat. Like, because like that's kind of funny, because I've known vegetarians and vegans who are like, I'm sorry to say, I mean, I'm not skinny or anything, but, like, they're kind of fatter than me, and I'm like, how are you vegan? Like, oh, there's not a lot of vegan options where I live, and it's like, but, like, so what, you just eat Oreos? Like, I don't understand. I'm vegan, so you just eat more, like, saturated fat? I don't understand, like, to me, when I think vegan, I'm like, this is, like, the healthiest specimen on earth. They haven't poisoned themselves. They're like, no, but I eat pasta and drink a lot of, you know, Sunkist, so, but I'm vegan. I'm fucking vegan. I get it, dude. I get you want people to follow suit, but it's not everybody's agenda. It's not everybody's case, like, but like I said, those people, those corporations are going to try to, you know, bag them as much as they can. They're like, we got the people who eat meat. We want the people who don't want to eat meat as well. Salads aren't working and we're not going to invest in anything else, but we'll definitely invest in this, you know, whatever it's made out of, fucking recycled broccoli and chickpeas. Like, I don't know what's in it. And I only know that it's all bad because Joe Rogan brings it up on his pod all the time. Just like, eat regular fucking meat, which is true, but I get the PETA people. I get the people who don't want animals tortured. I get that. But, dude, look, you have to pick your fucking battles. It's one or the other. Like, so you want animals to be safe, but you're okay with kids across the world making your iPhones for you and getting paid shit and being possibly tortured and or punished for not working hard enough? Like, what's your point? Like, I don't get it. Like, no matter how you spin it, there's going to be shit somewhere. Like, no matter if you're trying to save one cause, there's another cause with like 10 feet of shit in it. And it's, I get you're trying to do that. I thought in the beginning, PETA was like, yeah, we eat meat, but we just don't want these dudes to be treated like shit. Now that I can kind of respect, right? I'm like, okay, I fuck with that. Like, nothing should be treated that ugly, like right before it dies. And of course, like, what is it like? The fact that they get scared or something releases like a chemical in their body, which then gets into the meat and then we eat it. I agree with all that. Like, why can't they be just free roaming and just, you know, of course, eventually get killed for us to eat. But I don't know. I mean, it's just like, pick your battles, dude. And I get it. They've chosen this battle to fight, but it's also like, I don't think you're going to change anything. Like, because fucking people like meat, man. But look, I'm always supportive of people like with a cause, but because I'm not one to do a cause. Like, I'm always just like, no matter what the fuck I do, I think those decisions are going to get made regardless without me. Like, I want to see the facts. I'm not going to look them up, but if you see me, tell me the facts. Like, did PETA or did any organization like that actually make a difference in how these animals get treated? Or did you just spend your weekend making signs outside of slaughterhouses to be like, slaughter meat fucking shouldn't happen? I couldn't come up with a slogan on the spot, but that's pretty good. I guess a point across, like, slaughtering meat shouldn't happen. And I mean, that's clear and cut. So, but yeah, dude, I don't know. I don't know if this Beyond Meat trend is going to catch on. Because I tried it and I was like, okay, it was okay. But also, like, I don't know if you guys ever seen Parks and Rec. But there's an episode where, what's his name? Ron and Rob Lowe's character, I forget his name. They do a competition on, like, Ken, you know, whose burger will be better? Will it be this, like, vegan burger, or technically, like, a Beyond Meat burger at the time, I guess? Or, like, an actual burger? And everybody tries, you know, the vegan burger, and he dresses it up all nice, and it's good. It tastes good. And so then Ron puts his just regular hamburger patty down. No meat. I mean, sorry, no meat. No cheese, no nothing. He's like, add ketchup if you want. And as soon as everybody takes a bite out of the burger, they're like, oh my God, yeah, the meat is way better. And it's true, dude. Like, there's no substitution for it. Now, I can understand if you're fighting for, like, meat rights in the sense of, like, hey, let's fucking slow down a little bit because I don't think we can keep this shit going. Like, with the amount of people in this world and the amount of meat that we need to keep, that is scary. Or like to be like, hey, if you're eating meat, here's some alternatives to get the same amount of protein, but just not eat meat, maybe so that we can, I don't know, help the environment out, help the farmers out. I don't fucking know. I don't got all the ideas, but I'm just saying, you know. So, yeah, man, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. Like me, honestly, like I kind of stopped eating meat, not by any political or like activism way of just kind of taking a break, man. Like, I don't know. I seem not to be getting anything out of it anymore. And I just wanted to take a break from it. Like I've been eating chicken, a little bit of fish, but like the red meat, I'm kind of, I've taken a break off of, mainly because I felt myself also like if there's anything I feel while eating something consistently and I start to feel like off or different from it, I'll cut it off immediately. I'm like, I'm a little in tune with my body to know that like, okay, this is making me feel a little weird. Let me cut it off. And so right now, like my breakfast was like that a lot. And I would include, you know, meat in my breakfast, and I cut it off because it started to make me feel like kind of like gross. I would have this feeling of all day too. It was kind of like an all day feeling. So I cut it off, and, I like immediately felt better when I switched up my breakfast with like veggies and eggs. So, I mean, again, not a health guru and nowhere near giving advice, but I'm just saying like this Beyond Meat trend, it's a valiant effort, but I don't think it's going to come anywhere close to actual meat consumption. It's just good. But I respect the don't want them to get treated like shit right before they die. I mean, come on, like, let them have a little vacay and then, you know, kind of gently walk them in and be like, oh, no, this is your birthday party, Cal. Like, walk in, come on, everybody's here, dude. We got streamers, we got your favorite cake, and then, you know, put that fucking, that machine that Javier Bardem put on those fucking people in No Country for Old Men, a badow! Blow the brains out, you know, go out shining, or at least let the cow bust, you know, let him have one last hurrah. He's tired. He's like, oh, that was a good day. You know, I can't, oh, what's up? What's this thing? Yo, you're going to measure my head, I'm pretty sure. And then, you know, out. Had a great, like, last, you know, 30 seconds or whatever in life. Now they cramp them up. I've seen some videos where I'm like, God, that sucks. But I'm still gonna fucking eat meat. Like, you know, sucks, but fuck, you know, a really good burger, I can't pass it up. I'm sorry. Dude, and speaking about this, man, speaking about food, okay, somewhere, somehow, no, dude, I can't even say it. I've seen that the FDA put out a statement that told people, please don't cook your chicken with NyQuil. Like, oh fuck, dude, because of a TikTok trend. I swear to God, if we ever get invaded by a country and like are taken out by them, we most definitely deserve it. Most definitely. Like, we suck. Like, we suck if we have to tell our own people, hey, you know that medicine you take when you want to go to sleep, and when you take it, you take the obvious, like, recommended amount so you don't die at night. Don't put that with chicken. Don't cook that, because you'll die. And of course, if it's a fucking TikTok trend, like, oh God, the foaming at the mouth of people, like, oh my God, I gotta go try this shit. I literally want, this is what I want. This is what I'm praying for, dude. I'm praying for there to be, like, okay, hold on before I say this. This is going to sound so fucking extreme. But honestly, aren't we there right now already? Aren't we at the extreme? Okay, this is what I want. And I'm sorry, it's going to be a little crass, but this is what I want. I want there to be a trend where people, you know, I don't know, sorry, mom, but sodomize themselves, dude. And if you don't know what sodomize means, look it up. Take a quick second, go look it up. Because, dude, then absolutely, if they do it, they deserve it. I don't wish bad upon people. I don't do it. But, dude, if you're watching somebody cook chicken with NyQuil and you go do it and you then eat that chicken and then you die, I think you deserve everything you get, dude, honestly. And then if somebody's like, what's up, guys? Welcome back to my TikTok challenge. Today, I'm shoving this up my ass. What? Yeah, you got it. This thing is about a foot long and I'm going to sit on it all day. It's called the fucking, if we get invaded by America, stick it in my ass challenge. All right, let's go, guys. And they'll do it. And people will do it, dude. Just like the pod, Tide Pod challenges, just like mixing Mountain Dew and gasoline, just like fucking anything, whatever they were doing. Like, kids were smacking their teachers and, you know, pissing in their gas tanks. I don't know. But, dude, why? Why do we do this? Now, I understand TikTok can be helpful for certain things, recipes, decorating your living room, possibly pulling that dent out of your car, or even fixing your car with ramen noodles. I don't know. I think, sure, it can be great, but also there's the other side of like, hey, if you're an idiot, watch this and do it. And then people do that. And I love to see the comments on like the news of this, where it's like you have the people who are like from the South or like, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. And you can tell they love that they got that out. You can tell that they love that they said that in the comments when really you see like 100 people with that same fucking, I hate that shit. And then if you went to like have it or something, you put like, oh, natural selection at its best, Darwinism at its best. You know, it's like, all right, same fucking same statements mean the same thing, you know, just put like, people are idiots. And yes, it's true. I used to think like a couple of years back, maybe I was like, oh, if they died, fucking right on them. And then you have kids and then you feel like, fuck, I shouldn't say that. I don't mean that. You know, even what I just said now, I'm going to take back in 10 seconds. I mean, I'm not literally going to take it back, but you know, I'll feel bad about it later. Because yeah, it's like, those are people's kids, and it sucks that, like, even though you can raise your kids as best as you can, they're going to try some dumb shit because they're like, I saw it on this thing on my phone, and I want to do it now, you know? It sucks, but... And then I saw the video of somebody pouring... Like, first off, how does... Look, I guess anything can be cooked on a pan, right? But, like, when it hits the pan, because it's just so, like, thick of a liquid, it's not even really bubbling, it's just kind of like... I don't know. And it's like the chicken's turning blue. It's what the fuck are you doing? You know, I don't know. Look, it looked gross. And if anybody tried it, I'm like, fucking no way, man. Like, ugh. I mean, I don't think they showed anybody eating it. But of course, you don't even need to do that. You just need to be like, hey, do this challenge. And it's fuck, man. Why can't we just not? We're so the opposite. You think about that. At least when some of this shit comes up, I always think about that one clip. It's from... What's his name? I think the show's called The Newsroom or something like that. And it's the guy from Dumb and Dumber, which is Jeff Daniels, I think. Fuck. And he does this... he's on, like, a panel at a college. And then this girl's like, why is America the greatest country in the world? And then these... the two people in the panel give these, like, obvious, like, freedom. And diversity and whatever. And it's like... You know, it's the shit that's spat out. And then Jeff Daniels' character, you know... Tells this girl who he fucking hits her with, like, if you accidentally walk into a voting booth one day, you know, there's a couple things you need to know. And then he starts spatting off information about how the government's set up and how, you know, how everything is kind of fucked, how we're like the last in like science, math, literacy, but we're number one in people incarcerated per capita, Christianity, and war. You know, war spending. And it's crazy because, I mean, if I just believe that and not look it up, I'm pretty sure it's very accurate. I'm pretty sure the people who wrote that obviously looked that up, did the research. But even if I didn't look it up, I would probably kind of get to that on my own. I would assume that because it's crazy how, like, I haven't traveled outside of the country, right? So I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But when you hear info of, like, how countries are having, like, you know, great success rates with, like, different styles of school or different practices of medicine and how people can get help, you're like, fuck, this sucks. But then you hear back here and it's like, if you hurt yourself, you're going to go in debt. If you try to educate yourself, you're going to go in debt. If you try to buy something to live in, you're going to go in debt. And there's nothing there to help you. And I feel like growing up, I was always told that, like, nobody owes you anything. Nothing's going to be fair. And I guess it's that stuff where, like, they're just trying to prepare you for, like, you're going to get fucked and that's it. But I feel like, do they do this in other countries? If you live in Austria, does Austria be like, oh, yeah, you know, due to our government, you are going to get fucked so hard, you know, but nobody owes you anything? Or do they just go like, oh, no, you fell, go to the hospital, get free healthcare? You know, I don't know. I don't know what goes on there. But I'm pretty sure, you know, it's not like here. They're like, well, if you're down, just pull yourself up by your bootstraps. And it's like, yeah, it doesn't work like that with everybody. Like, yeah, maybe if you have if you were born into money and you're down, your chips are down for a second, yeah, you could pull yourself back up because you still got 100 grand in your fucking account or in assets total, like whatever. But, like, that's not the case for everybody. And I mean, I went on a completely different tangent right here, but I'm just saying, like, why do we suck so much that we get into these stupid trends and, you know, we focus on the non-important and the non-cool. I mean, sorry, we focus on shit that's not important and that's obviously cool, but, like, we suck in everything else. I don't know. I mean, but that's that, you know, that'll be the end of my rant. Don't mix chicken and NyQuil, dude. Come on. Man, I love the internet. You got to love it because the internet never forgets, right? At least since 2005, the internet has not forgotten. And this took place about 10 years ago. And it all happened in our lives. And we all just kind of collectively forgot. It's crazy. And what happened 10 years ago was, you know, we all found out collectively that, or at least we thought, that Sway didn't have the answers. Dude, we all thought, because Kanye said it, that Sway didn't have the answers. Ha, Sway! Dude, I love playing that clip over so many times. Like, dude, and so, I don't know, Kanye was on an interview and she brought up Sway. She was like, do you think now that Sway had all the answers? And he admits, he's like, yeah, I think now we could say Sway had the answers. And dude, you have to love it. Like, because I think Sway, dude, Sway's like a nice guy. Like, there's no way, like, Kanye should have been that rude to Sway. But I think what had happened was he was doing a tour of that album, Yeezus. And, like, he was doing a promotional, you know, media tour. And he had went on the Breakfast Club before. And, of course, fucking Charlamagne was giving him shit about everything, you know, because he gets Charlamagne. And then he did Sway right after. And then, I mean, if you know anything about, like, if you can't say the real shit to the real people, you'll take it out on the next person. And that's what he did. He took it out on Sway. And Sway, just being the nice guy he is, he was just telling him, like, hey, man, like, you can do this. You can go off on your own. Like, people believe in you. People will, you know, literally follow you into this next thing you want to do. And then the iconic line of, like, ha, Sway, dude. And, like, you ain't got the answers, man. You ain't got the answers. And look, to Kanye's, you know, there's a little bit of truth in what he said. It's like, at that time, yeah, like, Kanye couldn't do it on his own. Now he can. Now I think definitely he could. But you know what? Nah, fuck that. I think he could have then too. It would have taken a little bit longer, but I mean, everything does. And yes, it's because I think what he wanted was to have the backing of a name like Nike and Adidas to put out his vision for footwear, which is great because they've got the, they have the factories, they got the distribution, and I'm pretty fucking sure they have a monopoly on all that. Like, I know Nike and Adidas has the money that if they, if, you know, Kanye were to start off his own warehouse, imagine, or whatever factory, you know, Nike and Adidas would have some hand in making sure that that shit crumbled. So, I mean, if they were so, you know, entitled to do so. But, you know, all Sway was trying to tell him was, dude, I think you can do this on your own. You don't need to rely on these people. And Kanye was just like, no, it's not possible. It's hard. Which, you know, on radio, I feel like you can't get that extensive talk. And plus, you know, he was just heated from fucking the Breakfast Club. Like, God, dude, I feel like if you go on the Breakfast Club, you got to come with it, man. You got to, like, man, you can't be. Like, one of my other favorite clips is MGK rapping to Charlamagne, dude. He's rapping to Charlamagne. Like, you get, like, he's, dude. MGK is rapping to Charlamagne because Charlamagne says he's not a fan of him, and MGK's like, what? Like, that's impossible. Which is like, come on, dude, shut up. Like, it's very fucking possible. There's not a lot of people that are fans of your rapping. And so he proceeds, which, God, he shouldn't have done. He should have just been like, okay, man, that's cool. But he wanted to impress Charlamagne so much that he was like, I got you, I'm gonna spit these bars. And so then he hits him with like that fucking Venom and Trenum and Lenum and Denim and Ninum and Simon and Minim and Nim and Minim, you know, whatever. I don't know, whatever white rappers do. And then Charlamagne goes like, nah, that's not it. Dude, just, and that's the perfect, God, that's such the perfect thing to tell somebody, is like when they're so proud of something and somebody responds with like, nah, man, that's not it. It's like, it's the easiest gut punch you could throw somebody, for sure. It's like, you're like, oh, man, you know, I stayed up all night, you know, what do you call it, cooking this brisket 14 hours, you know, I called out of work, you know, I stole the spices because I didn't have enough money, because obviously I called out of work to make this brisket. And then you cut it, and this guy's like, he's got the black gloves on, all Instagram and shit, and he's cutting the brisket all nice, and it's fucking juicy, and it looks delicious, right? And then you eat it, and you just sound like, nah, man, that's not it. Dude, that would make anybody want to fucking run into traffic. Like, and so MGK is rapping him, dude. He's like, nah, that's not it. And dude, it literally looked like MGK wanted to cry, like, halfway through the freestyle. You got to look it up. And I'm just like, fuck, dude. What power do they give this guy, Charlamagne? Like, he's just a person. Like, these guys act like this guy is everything. And he's like, he looks like nobody. Like, he's just a guy. But they're giving him all the power. So Kanye leaves. The Breakfast Club goes on a sway, and then there's that huge explosion. And I'm so glad this lady brought it up to Kanye. Like, yeah, I guess fucking Sway was right, wasn't he? And then Kanye obviously like, oh, yeah, he was, because he pulled out of that Gap deal, and he's trying to pull out of Nike because he's going crazy. And he called out everybody from Adidas and Gap, whoever. He started posting their photos and all this shit. So Adidas is like, hey, man, look, this is a bit much for us. So how about we give you $1 billion? We call it square. Kanye's like, nah, I want $2 billion, which, hey, man. I mean, look, I don't know what Adidas is worth or what they made off of Yeezy. I think some report came out that said, like, Yeezys make up about 60% of Adidas sales, so that's fucking huge. Don't know if that's true. Check it on your own if you want, or just listen to my bullshit. But look, I know it makes up a good portion. Whether it's not 60, I want to say at least, come on, 50. Like, people were buying them shit. Like, you know, he made hoodies that looked like they'd been in a closet somewhere for 20 years, pulled them out, and was like, oh, this is good, let's sell this. And, you know, they look, $1 billion's nice, for sure. But I also feel like $1 billion's almost nothing now. Like, we're getting there, dude, to the point where, like, even I'm thinking, like, what point do I have to be like, yo, $1 billion's nice, but, like, yeah, $2 billion's even nicer, you know? And I don't know what kind of work Kanye does or what he has to go through. Obviously, this man is, like, controlled by getting his ideas out. And, look, I'm going to say this. I think I talked about, I don't know when I talked about the Steve Jobs movie, but in his whole career, to be who he was, to be who Steve Jobs was, it looked pretty fucking easy for him being a white guy. I'm not going to fucking lie. He faced some struggles, But I guarantee you, if Steve Jobs or a Steve Jobs-esque was black, it wouldn't have the same success, dude. Fucking no way. He wouldn't have got the loans. He wouldn't have got any approval from anybody. Fucking no way. And no, it doesn't even have to be black. Just Mexican. They'd be like, you know about computers? Like, I fucking guarantee it. And there's something to be said with that, dude, because it's like Kanye had, to me, I think Kanye has to work a lot harder to do what he wants, because maybe because of his race or because these people, you know, in these top things are all white and they're just like, we want to just protect our money. So the fact that they give him a billion, I honestly, with me, I'm like, fuck, give me $10,000. I'll go away. You know what I mean? You want to get rid of me? I'm your friend. You want to get rid of me? Give me $10,000. I'll leave you alone. Like, I mean, you know, respectively. And that's what Adidas is basically like. Hey, here's $1 billion. Can you just leave us alone? And he's like, nah, $2 billion, fam. And they're like, fuck. Well, let me give us the weekend. We'll get back to you. And I saw he just posted like they were like 20% of sales. You can't own the name. And I don't know what, you know. That fucking sucks, man. That fucking sucks that you sign a contract saying, like, I think he posted the contract or somebody did, where it's like, yeah, if you leave and do anything else, it can't be with these names. And it's basically every fucking name that he goes by. So it's like, cool, can't do anything. Like, that fucking sucks. And now, you know what? Now thinking that and, you know, saying that, I'm like, yeah, $2 billion is fucking... Because, like, $1 billion's going to go to taxes immediately unless he fucking puts that into a new business and he won't get taxed for it, but... But yeah, you know what? Let's get Kanye to Billy. Fuck it. What do I care? Like, see, this is what I never got, dude, is when all these people come for like billionaires or millionaires, whoever, they're like, tax them. And it's like, yeah, dude, but let me tell you something. If you even had something close to them, you'd be like, I don't want to get fucking taxed. I love this money. It would happen to everybody and anybody. I don't give a fuck who you are. If you made a lot of money and they wanted to take more away from you, you'd be like, no, fucking no. How do I want to keep this, like, keep this. I want to keep this around longer. And it's just because we don't have much. So we're like, no, fucking tax those motherfuckers so I can get some. That's essentially what it is. And it's fine, whatever. But, yeah, dude. Fucking Sway had the answers, man. And I'll say this, dude. Sway is a nice motherfucker. I've said it already, but I'll say it again. Sway is a nice motherfucker because he let Iggy Azalea, like chicks like Lil Debbie, I swear, if I heard myself talking like this, fucking, I don't know, when I was 13, I'm like, what the fuck, what words are you saying? Sway, Lil Debbie, Iggy Azalea? Anyways, he let these girl rappers come on, which were like, come on, like, look, girls can rap, whatever, girls can do whatever they want. And anything that guys can do, whatever, all that same jargon. But these particular women rappers that he put on the show, he didn't have to. He really didn't have to, but he was like for the people, dude. If anybody had any buzz around that time, Sway would put them on. And I mean, I guess that he felt was like needed shine. So he put them on the show. And it's... They've used it for Iggy, but what happened was on when Lil Debbie was on Sway's show, she did this rap, and somebody called in, and again, it's one of my favorite fucking moments of, like, internet history. Like, you know how TikTok plays clips of, like, people saying shit? This should be one of those clips. It's like a clip in my brain of shit that plays over and over in my head, which is... So she gets done rapping. Somebody calls in. He's all like, you know, they say like, Josh from Sacramento, what's up? What you think? And he's all, man, that shit is trash, bro. Get that shit off the fucking airwaves. Like, dude. And they're like, whoa, hey, calm down. But it's like, I mean, yeah, he could have, you know, done it a little bit nicer. But he was right. It was fucking trash. And I'm sorry to say, but. And, oh, dude. But and the funny thing is Iggy Azalea did it. And nobody called in and said that shit, but they played that. Somebody just put that recording on her rap. Just like, hey, that shit is trash. Get it off the fucking airwaves. Like, oh my God, dude. You gotta love. See, that's the thing, too, is like, I love blunt people. Like, the two biggest, honest, blunt people I know in my fucking life is my wife and my best friend. And they both, dude, we once... we for my birthday one year, we hung out. We went to go, we drove to San Antonio. We went to Topgolf. And I hadn't laughed so fucking hard in my life, because you get those two together and they're just tearing like anything around us apart. Like, I swear to God, we were leaving Topgolf. And so my wife and my friend Victor were like, there was this lady walking in front of us. And they were both doing commentary on this lady, like about like how she farted. Like, I was dying laughing, dude. But I don't know. I could tell the story, but it's, you had to be there type thing, right? So, no, but they're so blunt when it comes to stuff that, like, I'm so not that person that I become like a fucking crab and I go in, or a turtle, and just hide in my shell. And when they're, I mean, they read situations and they'll comment on them every time. And I'm like, fuck, I wish I had the balls to do that. But like, if we go out to eat at a restaurant, like, they'll both call out shit that's going on in the restaurant. Like, dude, it's funny. And I know them both. So when I go out, I'll clock something that I know that they know that they didn't like. Right. So me and my wife are at a restaurant, and like this, the waitress is like only looking at me and talking to me. And my wife clocked it and was like, why the fuck is she just looking at you? Like, I'm here too. And it's like, fuck, I knew it, dude. And so it's just so funny how I've become more aware of their, what do you call it? Oh, if you can't hear that, that is a huge train passing me by right now. I'm probably going to have to take a break because it's going to be crazy ass noise. And I'm back. All right, dude. That train was fucking too loud. It was insane. I'm working in a small town, and they still have trains coming through here. So I knew it was going to happen. I was just wondering when. And just looking at the train now, dude, I love to see all that fucking graffiti art from all over the country. That's pretty dope. So, I was just saying, like, the honesty, but you got to keep them around, man. Definitely. And, I can just clock now, like, when they have an issue, like, it's like, okay, here it comes. And I love it, dude. I love it, because I feel like there's not enough honesty. Like, people just bullshitting, you know, with those female rappers. Like, let's be honest, like, there's a lot of, not just female rappers, but there's a lot of rappers who are like, shouldn't be in the position, but they are because of maybe some viral video or some shit. And I think I've said it on here too. It's like, dude, you got to have people who will tell you that, like, nah, that ain't good. Like, that's not, like, they're doing you a favor is what they're doing. Because if they always told you shit was dope, I mean, you'd walk out with a fucked up haircut, or you walked out with like a dumbass outfit, like something. You got to have those people that just tell you how it is, man. Because, you know, you're going to be just walking around doing some dumb shit. And then people are like, yeah, you look like an idiot. Like, who let you go out there? They're all my friends. It's like, now, but anyways, man, no, dude, I just think it's funny how he couldn't see through Kanye. Now I'm going back to the Kanye thing, but I'm just saying, like, it's so crazy how he couldn't stand to hear somebody who he thought didn't have the answers literally tell him, like, no, man, do it like this. And it's fuck, but, you know, man, I know. Probably, I don't know if you have, but I've been in situations where, like, somebody told me you should do it this way, and I didn't do it that way, and then it turns out I should have. They're very fucking rare. I'll say that. They're very rare, because, oh, dude, you know what, man? I can't stand talking about that. Like, on the occasions of where somebody tells me, like, I should do something this way, and it works out, and it, or that I should have done it that way, have you ever... God damn it, I hate these people. You run into those people who are doing, like, a very niche, like, thing, and they're trying to sell to you that their niche thing is incredible. Like, I don't know. Like, this is not a real example, but just imagine if somebody came up to you. No, look, you ran into somebody, right? And you can tell they're doing well financially, right? Maybe they drive a nice car, they're wearing nice clothes, they got like a little few accessories that makes them look like bada bing, bada boom. And you go, hey man, I haven't seen you in a long time. What have you been up to? And they go like, oh man, oh dude, I just started this job. And it's been paying me very well. Like, oh shit, man. Well, and then a little, you know, a little interest sparks in your brain. Like, oh shit, I like to make money. Like, let me find out what this is. Maybe I could be qualified for it. Man, what do you do? Oh man, yeah. Like I wash people's windows at their house. And then, you know, that that thing of like, what? What the fuck did you just say to me? And but what comes out is, oh, sick, dude. Yeah, yeah, no, fuck, I mean, shit, yeah, windows get dirty. I mean, I thought rain cleaned them naturally, but yeah, dude, so what do you charge for something like that? And they're like, oh, dude, you know, depending on the house, depending on the windows, but, dude, I could walk away with, like, $3,000 in a week. And then you go, like, okay, so you obviously steal from these people as you're cleaning their windows, because there's no fucking way you make $3,000 cleaning windows off of houses. And then, you know, whatever, like, you're kind of interested, but then, and he's all, and they go, well, we're looking for people, dude, if you want to work, and then you kind of think about it, like, oh, yeah, yeah, man, I could do something like that, I could wash windows, that's $3,000, and then the guy's like, well, you know, that's what I make, you know, because I'm the third person who started the company, and all, and then, oh, okay, so yeah, you make $3,000, but I'll make fucking all of $6, you know, while you collect the rest and all that shit. Like, I've met so many people with, like, niche jobs like that, to the point where, like, I think about, like, oh man, I could do something like that, but then it always turns out that, like, they got it on the ground floor, and that's how they're making all their money. And, you know, to be honest with you, I don't know how the fuck I got here, but we're here now, dude. Dude, I don't know how I get to... Hey, I have to fill an hour, just to let you know. And I love fucking talking, if you can't tell by now. So I sometimes just say some shit sometimes. But these are real topics that go on my mind. Like, I hear about somebody who has this great job for them, and they're cleaning up. I'm like, how the fuck did you get that job? And they're like, oh, dude, I was at a bar one night. This old guy was just like, you know, hey, you know, I need somebody to wash house windows, and I just took the job, dude. And, you know, I'm just like, oh, yeah, of course. It just, the universe just worked, like, lets you land ass backwards on cash, you know? Like, fuck, man. And then you never really hear of that job anywhere. You're just like, and you never hear about anybody getting their windows washed, you know? But I don't know. I don't know how we got here, man, but we're here. But let's just, you know, let's wrap it up. Let's say Sway had the answers. He always had the answers. You know, maybe Kanye doesn't know what he's doing, but that motherfucker's doing like 10 things at once. So that'll do it for the pod this week, dude. Thank you guys for listening once again. I love seeing the numbers go up, dude. This is awesome. Again, if you're listening on any platform, please give it a like, subscribe it. I would appreciate it. Tell anybody you know about it. If you like the pod, be like, dude, there's this podcast I think really sucks, you should check it out and make fun of it. Or you should be like, this is a great podcast, I think you should just check it out. Either way, I'd appreciate the listen. I'll see you guys next week, man. Later.